Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of the AP Podcast. I was originally going to talk about basketball, but you know, recognizing the recent events of Hurricane Ian, I thought it was very important to talk about that. And plus, I'm a very big weather enthusiast, so I thought it was a very interesting, but still very concerning, a hurricane to track down. And with that, you know, we know about the Red Cross, American Red Cross's relief efforts in the aftermath of Hurricane Ian. And so that will be today's sponsor. And hopefully everyone here can donate to them to help, you know, fight hunger in underdeveloped countries, poverty-stricken places, and, you know, places hit by hurricanes and tornadoes and natural disasters. So I hope that everyone can donate, and pretty much the American Red Cross will be the sponsor of today's video. But now let's get back to today's topic. I think let's just start with, you know, the beginning of Hurricane Ian. I think the unique part of this hurricane was the fact that, like, right when it turned into a tropical depression around northern South America, by Guyana and Suriname and Venezuela, it was, you know, meteorologists pretty much predicted that, you know, it was almost a guaranteed chance that this tropical depression was going to turn into a major hurricane, which is unique because not many, you know, sometimes, most of the time, these tropical depressions, they go away, right? Like, usually. But this one was like guaranteed this is, you know, going to turn into a major hurricane. It was just the perfect conditions. The winds were just right. The waters were extremely warm, like 91 degrees, 90 degrees around Cuba and, you know, the whole Caribbean. And so it was really, really interesting to see how quickly that hurricane turned up. And in the interesting part was that it turned up at the worst time possible. But I think going back to the preparations, you know, this Hurricane Ian hit so different islands, the Cayman Islands, it hit Key West, it hit Cuba, it hit Florida. It hit South Carolina as a Category 1 storm, and many more islands. And so it was a very powerful hurricane at the most, being a Category 4 storm, which is, that's very, it's a huge storm, and deadly winds, deadly flooding on the coast. It was a very troubling hurricane. And I think the thing with planning for a hurricane is that, yes, when, you know, get the track of a hurricane isn't always set in stone, especially if the hurricane, you know, still in the beginning stages, it's a while from it making landfall on a major, like, land piece like the U.S. or Mexico. So it was very interesting to see, you know, the way many different, like, countries and islands prepared, like islands at Jamaica, like Jamaica, that really didn't get hit, were still preparing. A place like Florida, were preparing. Places like Cuba, obviously, who got hit, were preparing. Cayman Islands, all these different places were, you know, they were in the path of the hurricane, but, you know, the path of the hurricane was still wasn't set in stone. And I think it goes to show, you know, after the hurricane made landfall in Cuba, there's a huge projection it was going to straight up hit Tampa Bay head on. That's a huge population center that, you know, that is on a bay, which means that storm surges are way more deadlier in bays than are just normal coastlines. And so, you know, my cousin actually just moved from here to Tampa Bay just less than a month ago. And I was talking to her right when she, like, just like a week or two after she moved, and she was like, I really don't like this place, you know, I'm not a big fan of it. I don't know what it was, but, you know, she told me that it was just the weather was, there's a lot of rain, and I don't know, I was interested, and I saw Tampa Bay's forecast. It was humid and rainy a lot, and, you know, that was really interesting, in my opinion. And then when I saw that Hurricane Ian was headed right at Tampa, like just like 2 or 3 days before it was gonna hit, I called my cousin to ask what was up. Obviously, now I couldn't get a live recording of what she said because I didn't anticipate, that many, I could anticipate that, but there was obviously no way after the hurricane hit between Tampa and Fort Myers that she was gonna reach back to me, with all the power lines down, with all the service, but there's no service at all. And so a few days before Ian hit, though, I actually called my cousin, and she said, quote, it's very there's so much uncertainty about what's gonna happen. Right now they haven't told us evacuate, but a lot of places around us are already starting to evacuate, and we might soon follow. And so, end quote. And so it was really stressful for her. And obviously she is in the medical field, and so as a nurse, she's gotta obviously worry about working, like overtime, and especially if it hits Tampa and she's got to go to the hospital and work a lot more to help the people in need. That it was going to be a tough time, but just luckily, the hurricane missed just south of Tampa, but still, Tampa was hit, but it wasn't the center of the hurricane, which was very fortunate. Yet, obviously, just a lot of damage. Just the aftermath of the hurricane was really devastating. It was really bad to see the amount of power lines knocked down, the flooding, like whole houses were flooded. And I'm imagining, like, my cousin lives right by the coast. And so, if, like, she lives just north of Tampa. And so, if that area was directly impacted, I'm guaranteed she would have had to been evacuated. But luckily, everyone, she's safe. But, obviously, it's sad to see that there's many others that lost their lives in this dangerous storm. But really, it's very interesting to see, it could the a hurricane changing path could save one community but hurt another, which obviously downs and ups to everything. And so really, let's also thank the American Red Cross, our sponsor, START, for their relief effort for Hurricane Ian, helping survivors the survivors of the hurricane back to safety and dry land. And so let's thank our sponsors. Please think about donating to them to help their efforts in Hurricane Ian and many other tragedies happening around our world, like the war in Ukraine. And so again, I want to thank our sponsor today, the American Red Cross. And that's pretty much it. Hurricane Ian was a Category 4 storm, very deadly. And the thing about it was, that area hadn't seen a hurricane in so many years. It was like 1921 was the last time that happened. And when you think about hurricanes, usually it's really hard to for it to like sneak right through and just at such a like an accurate angle hit, the Florida Peninsula from the west side. Usually when a hurricane comes, it usually hits the east side. And so really, it was really unique, but really interesting to see that actually happen. But I want to leave off with that because, obviously let's pray for the wellness of all those impacted by Hurricane Ian. And let's also try donating to our sponsor today, the American Red Cross, as they try to fight, as they try to provide relief for the people affected from Hurricane Ian. Thank you, everybody. And as always, I'll catch you next week. Probably talking more about basketball and sports more than weather. But thank you guys for tuning in, and I'll see you next week. Bye.